Oztober.
Come on, Australia.
A whole month eating solidly from the buffet that is Australian music. Celebrating the songs that made it famous and the artists that made it legendary.
You.
Serving up another plate of Aussie music. The Screaming Jets, Dave Gleeson.
Hi.
The Oztober Lunch.
Yes, we are celebrating all things Aussie music during October. This is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso from the Screaming Jets and the Angels. My name is Matty O from British India. Good to see you again, Gleeso.
You too, mate. It's great to be back here celebrating all things Australian rock for the month of Oztober. And, you know, songs that have influenced us in the past and songs that's still being released today. It's just a great celebration of Australian music.
Exactly right. We've had some very special guests on here. Due to your black book, your A-grade contacts in the music industry, we've spoken to Diesel and James Rain. And today we've got Cav Templey from Eskimo Joe.
Yes, Cav's a great man. I've spent a bit of time with him, and just another one of those bands who have come out with their own sound. And the classic is when you go overseas, people go, "You've got that real Aussie sound." And I used to say to them, "What, that Midnight Oily, AC/DC, In Excessy?" It's like there is no Australian sound, but there is an Australian sound, and definitely Cav Templey and Eskimo Joe have got that. So we're going to be checking out a bit of a talk with Cav.
I'm looking forward to your chat with him. Also, I've got a very special acoustics track from Pete Murray a bit later on. Yeah, let's kick it off with some Taxi Ride, eh?
Yeah, I met these blokes. I remember seeing them come into, we were at Molly Meldrum's house where he used to do all his interviews, and I was with my wife, and she was our record company rep at the time, and they walked in. Bunch of young fellas walked in. I said, "Who are these blow-ins?" And it turned out they had a bit of go in them, and Jason Singh, I've met him a couple of times around the traps, lovely bloke.
Oztober. It's the Oztober Lunch with Screaming Jets and Angels frontman Dave Gleeson. I'm Matty O, also playing the band British India. Cav Templey from Eskimo Joe on the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso.
I met this young fellow. Young fellow. I sound like a 50-year-old. Oh, I am a 50-year-old man. I met this young bloke and his bandmates in Adelaide through my wife, Katie, who's been involved in the music scene for a long time. And I'm talking of Cav Templey, Stuart McLeod and Joel Quatermain, who are Eskimo Joe. And we're talking to Cav here. How you going, Cav?
Oh, I'm excellent, Dave. How are you?
I'm very, very well, bursting out of Frio in 97. The thing I love, Cav, about your story is that you are a classic rock and roll story in that at 16 you said, "Stuff school, I'm finished with it, I'm going to write songs and start and be in a big band."
Yeah, I'm not going to let my kids do that.
great parenting tips.
But yes, I did. I had a massive fight with the music teacher at my school, at John Curtin Senior High School, and she wouldn't let me actually go in and use any of the instruments during the lunch break. And it was an ongoing fight that had been going on for years. And I was like, "Screw this, I'm going home." So I went home, and the way I started writing songs was I had an old tape recorder, and I'd literally press record and just kind of improvise these songs into my tape recorder. And my mum came into the room and was like, "What are you doing home from school?" And, you know, we all tell fibs to our mums, you know, from time to time. But I just thought, this is a time where I can actually just tell her the truth. And I was like, I decided to come home and write a song. And I could see her mind going, "Oh, I can't bust him for this." And so she was like, "Okay," and closed the door. And luckily, that's what I do for a living now. So it all turned out okay.
East Frio is where they burst out of in 97. Did you grow up in a musical household?
A little bit. You know, Fremantle is like very kind of hippie and bohemian. And it's one of those towns where you can say, "Oh yeah, I play in a band," and no one asks you what you do for a real job. They're quite happy with that answer.
Right.
So I think Fremantle in general was very supportive for the arts. And, you know, I grew up in Perth, we have these things called Sunday sessions, where it's these, you know, because the sun is always out. And so, you know, you'd go to these pubs and always families would be there and there'd be bands playing. So it was kind of just around all the time as I was growing up.
I'd like to touch on that, the musical education that comes with growing up in Perth, Western Australia. There's been so many bands that have made the transition and have taken straight to the stage. And I put it down to the fact that they get so much experience playing as soloists, duos and bands over in Perth.
Yeah, there's no record companies or actual real industry, so to speak, of. There was a real amazing time in the kind of Perth annuals. And for us, it was about 2004 when we just released our second record, A Song as a City. And a lot of our friends, we had an amazing jam room, and a lot of our friends who were kind of coming over and jamming and, you know, doing demos and stuff in our back room were bands like The Sleepy Jackson and Little Birdie and End of Fashion and Gyroscope and a whole lot of bands. And as they were doing these demos, everyone was starting to get signed. And so I just remember this one particular gig where it was like the first time that the record companies had all come over to Perth to check out all these bands. And the last time as well, which was lovely. But I think that, you know, what you were saying about, you know, getting that experience, I guess my point is you can go out there and you can play gigs for ages and you don't have, you know, all of these people breathing down your neck straight away, you know, thinking that you're going to be a star. You actually just get to play for a long period of time until you're ready to take that project out into the world. And usually the first place you go is the East Coast.
Cav Templey from Eskimo Joe. It's the Oztober Lunch with Doug Gleeson. Oztober. It's the Oztober Lunch with Screaming Jets and Angels frontman Gleeso. And Gleeso, another good show. We've got a very special guest coming up.
We have indeed. To prove that that the Australian rock industry is not just a mad sausage fest, we're going to be talking to Amy Shark, who, mate, talk about kicking goals. She's come out of up the North Coast somewhere, and she's done really great stuff over the last 12 or 18 months. So we're going to talk to her.
Mate, you are pulling some A-grade guests, mate. I reckon you could run a publicity company too, you know.
Well, sometimes I have to ask other people for their numbers out of their black books, but it's a pretty close-knit community, the old Oz rock scene. So, and obviously people on a month like Oztober are more than happy to get involved and promote Australian rock in all its forms.
Definitely, Gleeso.
Cheers, rock on.
It's the Oztober Lunch. Oztober.